KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's partly cloudy, 9 degrees above zero. That's also our overnight low. We look for it to be partly cloudy today with a high of 27. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Dan's Welding in Cumberland, solving Southwest Iowa's welding problems for 27 years. In local news, rescue crews responded early this morning to a single vehicle accident northwest of Elliott. According to dispatch reports, a 22-year-old male hit his head during his crash. The injuries were severe enough that authorities requested LifeNet helicopter be launched. The accident near 49229 Pioneer Trail was reported around 5:30 a.m. No other details are currently available. And Atlantic Police, Atlantic Fire and Rescue, and Medevac Ambulance responded to the scene of a two-vehicle crash Wednesday evening just east of town. Atlantic Police Chief Steve Green told KJAN News the accident occurred around 5:30 p.m. Wednesday on the Highway 6 bridge overpass for the Iowa Interstate Railroad. Two people were transported to the Cass County Hospital by Medevac Ambulance. The accident caused the road to be blocked for about 35 minutes. We expect to learn more details on that later today. Authorities in Council Bluffs said Wednesday a 14-year-old boy was charged with first-degree arson in connection with the fire that occurred Tuesday at Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln High School. The unidentified teen was transported to the Southwest Iowa Juvenile Detention Center. A 15-year-old boy also interviewed in connection with the incident will not face charges. Firefighters responded to the school Tuesday after a tackling dummy was set ablaze on the mezzanine level of the gymnasium at around 12:15 p.m. The school's sprinkler system extinguished the fire by the time crews arrived. The gym sustained water, smoke, and fire damage as a result of the fire and firefighting efforts. All the students were evacuated for about 10 minutes Tuesday afternoon until the fire department confirmed it was safe for them to re-enter the school. The Atlantic City Council Wednesday evening approved a request from the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce for the closure of Chestnut Street between 6th and 7th in preparations for this evening's annual Christmas grand lighting event that gets underway at 5:30 at the City Park. Chestnut Street will be closed from 4 p.m. today through 9 a.m. on Friday. The council also approved a change order amounting to $3,900 for additional design services that include plan preparation and the making of sanitary sewer improvements, a separate division of work. The vote was 6-1 with Councilman Chris Jimerson, the lone nay vote. The change order affects the 2014 Highway 6 reconstruction program. With regard to Highway 6, or 7th Street as it's known here in Atlantic, Mayor Dave Jones wanted to let citizens, business owners, and tenants of businesses located along 7th Street about a public meeting that will take place December 2nd at the Iowa DOT's District 4 office in Atlantic with regard to the proposed reconstruction of 7th Street from Olive to about 880 feet east of Plum Street near the Burger King restaurant.
Because it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a little eruption to their business. They're going to try what they can to keep things going, but there's going to be a good effort when we get it all done, but it's going to play heck out there for a while.
The meeting will take place from 4:30 until 6 p.m. at the office located at 2210 East 7th Street. Again, that's on December 2nd. Snyder & Associates engineer Tim Tighe said the project will involve more than just the roadway itself.
There's an impact to drives. There's impact to parking because sidewalks will be clearly delineated, and so it'll be some changes. I know letters went out to property owners from the DOT, but I don't think they went out to tenants. So we want to make sure that those folks that aren't property owners also are aware of what's going on.
The meeting will be conducted utilizing an open forum format. Iowa DOT staff will be present to informally discuss the proposed improvements. No formal presentation will be made, and during the proposed construction, traffic would be detoured off of Highway 6 during construction using Iowa Highway 83, 173, Interstate 80, and U.S. Highway 71. In other business, the Atlantic City Council approved an engineering contract with Snyder & Associates for the 2015 Street Improvement Project in the amount of $127,750, and a similar contract with Snyder's for the Sanitary Sewer Relining Project in the amount of $21,850.
With this getting done, 95% of our streets need to be good, excellent condition. We'll have a few little pockets here, and we'll fill in if we need to.
And in his report to the council, interim city administrator John Lund said the budget is moving faster than we've seen for the past few years. The three departments having completed their revised estimates and proposals for the next fiscal year. Numbers for the city's capital improvements program are being put together, and Lund says he'll have a bond proposal ready in time for the next Personnel and Finance Committee meeting to review. Lund is also coordinating with the Atlantic School District to address the traffic overflow problem in front of the Washington Elementary School. Union negotiations, he says, are set to begin today, and the city's lawn mowing ordinance will be ready for the first reading at the next city council meeting. In the funeral announcements, Fern Priest, age 89, of Anita, died Monday. Funeral services for Fern Priest will be today at 10 o'clock at the Slade O'Donnell Funeral Home in Leon. Donald Slayton, age 87, of Guthrie Center and formerly of Casey, died Sunday. Funeral services for Don Slayton will be today at 10:30 at the Casey United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Reverend Stephen Gronseth, age 88, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Reverend Stephen Gronseth will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Kathleen McCabe Britton, age 82, of Rural Creston, died Saturday. A Mass of the Resurrection service for Kathleen Britton will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Marilyn Hauser, age 95, of Rural Carson, died Monday at the Oakland Manor. Funeral services for Marilyn Hauser will be held at the Macedonia United Methodist Church beginning at 2 p.m. on Friday. Los Hills Funeral Home of Carson is in charge of the arrangements. Donna Chardine, age 96, who's formerly of Earlham, died Friday. Funeral services for Donna Chardine will be held tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham. And Robert Lane, Jr., age 71, of Cumberland, died Saturday. Cremation has taken place, and funeral services for Robert Lane, Jr. will be held at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Dan's Welding in Cumberland. Call Dan Anstey today for all of your welding and fabrication needs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.